Off the ball. Rugby.
Come off it, yeah. I think it's as low as you can get. Like, I thought that was as bad as it gets in terms of trying to claim this, you know, you're humble and no dickheads and all this.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls. Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland. A proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Bundy Aki and Jack Carty to make their first starts of the season for Connacht. Rieko Ioane continues his war of words with Jonathan Sexton, and another Pumas international finds a new home. Rugby Daily and Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Bundy Aki and Jack Carty will make their first starts of the season for Connacht in tomorrow night's URC fixture away to the Scarlets. Aki starts at inside centre with his return, seeing Shane Jennings dropped from the wing and Piers O'Connor moving to his left. Carty's a like-for-like replacement for the injured Josh Ioane. Otherwise, Pete Wilkins has opted against changing the team that came from behind to beat the Sharks in Galway last Saturday. Tight head Finlay Beelam told our friends at Galway Bay FM that they showed real grit to dig out that win last week.
Would have been nice if the game was a bit more comfortable, all right? But we dug ourselves into a hole, and then we proceeded to keep digging that hole deeper and then deeper and then deeper. And then we came in at half time and we were like, right, lads, we've dug ourselves in a fair hole here. We better try and get out of it. And fair play to everyone in the second half. And Joe, I think maybe previously in the past, we could have been really played within ourselves when we're in a position like that, and not necessarily throwing the towel in, but we could just kind of, yeah, not play to our fullest extent. And then I think at halftime there's a real shift in the mindset. And I think, you know, the way we started the game the weekend, we started really well. First 15, 20 minutes were really good, and then we just had that dig in the grave thing. And then, but thankfully we came out in the second half and everyone just focused on, you know, doing their job, and then doing their job to the utmost with the most intensity and most physicality they can. And fortunately we came out of the win, even though we probably gave all our fans a major scare.
And Beelam's also been asked what he expects of the Scarlets, who drew with Benetton on the opening weekend and lost last week to Cardiff.
Yeah, it's a tough place to go and play, for sure. I think, you know, history hasn't been too kind to us there. I think we've had one win out of the last four or five times we've been there, and then throughout my career, I don't think I've ever won there. So it's certainly going to be a huge challenge for us this week, and in terms of backing up that physical energy that we've shown over the last 2 weeks. And then it's a big challenge now to bring that into an away game, which, you know, it's a decent travel for us, and getting up to, you know, that level of intensity that, yeah, we've had for the last 2 weeks. So it's certainly a big challenge, but we had a pretty good session there. Everyone's it was absolute hell of a session, but it was everyone's in good form, and we're really looking forward to the challenge. Cards are a big, strong Welsh physical pack, and then they got, you know, that real attacking flair as well, so we'll definitely need to be on our game.
So that Connacht team will have Santiago Cordero continuing at full back. Mac Hansen and Piers O'Connor are on the wing. Colin Ford moves to outside centre this week to accommodate Bundy Aki. Jack Carty starts at out half, where he's partnered in the halfbacks by Ben Murphy. It's an unchained front row of Dennis Buckley, Dave Heffernan and Finlay Beelam. Niall Murray and David O'Connor are in the second row. Josh Murphy continues at blindside flanker, Conor Oliver on the open, and the team is captained from number 8 by Cian Prendergast. There could be a first cap for Connacht off the bench for Temi Lasisi, the former Leinster prop, and Shane Bolton is fit enough for a place on the bench. Tonga international Sam Luisi returns from injury to start in the Scarlet second row tomorrow night, and Yaya Nicholas returns at fullback for them. Nicholas will start, as I say, at fullback, with the wings for the Scarlets manned by Tom Rogers and Blair Murray. Johnny Williams and Eddie James are their centre partnership. It's a halfbacks then of Sam Costello and scrum half Gareth Davies. In the front row, it's Alec Hepburn, Ryan Elias and Henry Thomas. Sam Luisi packs down alongside Max Douglas in the second row. The team is captained by Josh McLeod from blindside flanker. Dan Davis starts at openside. Tane Plumtree, the Wales international, starts at number 8. And Scarlets head coach Dwayne Peel says Luisi's return is a huge boost for them.
Yeah, obviously he's been, you know, he's always a big player for us. And I think that having him, we missed him the last couple of games, but having him back obviously is a big boost to everyone. I think that, you know, his skill set, like you said, is different to many locks, different to many second rows out there. You know, he's you can see that he's played a lot of rugby league in his time, so he plays the game with offloading capability beyond contact, etc. But I think presence as well is big. You know, he's a big presence in the group, and as much as he doesn't speak awfully lot in terms of leadership, he does carry that gravitas really, that he is a leader in the group. And yeah, it's great to have him available. He was almost there last week. You know, we maybe could have rolled the dice on him last week, but I think, you know, big thing for us, he's a bit of an injury, a few injuries last season, so just make sure he's, when he comes back, he's there to stay really in the group. And I think that yeah, managing him back will be important for us.
Peel's also given his view of Connacht.
We know what Connacht's DNA. They're a team who play with some good structure, some good shape. They play a lot with the ball in hand. You know, they've got power up front as well. You know, so I think that, you know, they're going to be a difficult side to break down. We had an entertaining game out in Galway last year against them. So I'm not expecting anything different. You know, highly competitive game. And I'm sure it'll be a good game, because I think we've got two sides now. We're highly competitive. You know, I think we've shown even in defeat last week, I spoke around our execution was something that we need to improve, obviously. But in terms of staying in the fight, you know, I think that we showed that, and also in Benetton. So it'll be two sides who want to compete, and looking forward to that challenge, really.
Now, Rieko Ioane has continued to boost pre-orders for Jonathan Sexton's upcoming book. In excerpts already serialised, Sexton has described the All Black centre as a fake humble fucker after Ioane allegedly told Sexton during last year's World Cup quarter-final, "Don't miss your flight home, enjoy your retirement, you c-." Former All Black Israel Dagg added fuel to the fire earlier this week with these comments on SENZ's breakfast show.
You know, you have your run-ins.
Talk to me about your run-ins.
You say some heated things out there. Oh, look, we just pushed and shoved and had a little go on. But, you know, like, of course he's going to go out there and say it. Guzzler said a lot of things out there too because of what Peter O'Mahony said to Sammy Kane. You're a shit Richie McCaw. Like, that's just a lot of the banter that goes on with it. You know, like, just accept it, mate. You give a lot. You throw a lot of chat out there. And Ireland tend to throw a lot of chat out there because they're winning in between World Cups, but come World Cups, you just don't. You don't win it. So, yeah, look, mate, yes, obviously the comments were pretty harsh. No, probably hurt your feelings. But you were retiring, so just move on.
And you did have a flight to catch.
You did have a flight to catch and put it behind you.
Just treatable statements. I mean,
that's just facts.
You're retiring, speaking the truth. And look, people don't forget. People don't forget when you toured New Zealand and you said some things to our very own All Blacks.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to bottle that up for the big occasions, and they bottled it up nicely and used bottled it over there in the quarterfinals. So it is the way of it. So I don't even know why we're having this conversation. It's just firing statement after statement, and it's pretty damning, and it's obviously hurt his feelings, so he's put it in his book.
And today, Ioane posted a photo to his Instagram stories of him exchanging words with Sexton at the Stade de France last year to the soundtrack of the Cranberry Zombie with a Joker card emoji. Speaking on Wednesday Night Rugby, Jerry Thorney says he saw firsthand the incident that sparked this trans-hemispherical spat.
Probably will do. It will have that effect because it will be revisited that week for sure. And I guess this is the stick that Israel Dagg can beat over the head of Irish rugby because of the history of World Cup quarterfinals. And no matter what happens between now and the next World Cup, if Ireland make the quarterfinals, you can be sure it'll become an issue again. I didn't think Rieko Ioane had any business saying enjoy the flight home, mate. You know, I don't think he didn't need to, at the full-time whistle. He could have showed a bit more class. The All Blacks value their class. They think they're very classy. They're not always very classy. They're not actually better than the rest of us when it comes to class. You know, I think there are classy individuals in all teams, and there are some individuals who lack a bit of class in all teams, all over the world. Nobody has a divine right in class. And I think, yeah, I was disappointed. I remember watching the pitch at the time and thinking, what the hell did Ioane say to spark
Oh, you noticed
that?
It?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, immediately I noticed it. Right there, live. And, yeah, and so I had an inkling of what was said and done then because I asked around and I thought, okay, I'll leave that. That's going to be in the book. But, yeah, it was an unsavoury incident. I don't think it was necessary. it's now he's selling books, so yeah, I can understand it. Like he's had a few run-ins over his career, Johnny. I suppose it's not just going to stop now that he's retired.
Finally, after Augustin Creevy confirmed his move to Benetton yesterday, another Pumas international has found a new club. Lock Franco Molina has swapped Dugos in Cordoba for Exeter Chiefs. Molina becomes the sixth Argentine to play for the Chiefs, with perhaps the best known of them, the Connacht fullback Santiago Cordero. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.